It's Eva Cox with the latest instalment on more civil societies, if we can get there. And today I think I'm coming from a rather pessimistic view, because I'm really concerned about the local politics and what's happening at the moment, and the growth of distrust. In 1995, which seems a very long time ago now, I delivered the ABC Boyer lectures, and they were all about trust, what I called social capital, and the need for us to have trust of both other people and of our governments. And if not, that there was possible really serious consequences if polis put greed before social needs. So I want to have another look at the issue of distrust. Now, what is it, nearly 25 years later? And why distrust is toxic. Starting from the by-election, the famous Wentworth by-election, if you look at the result of that, it shows that really the voters are anti both the major parties, and even the Greens lost votes. So there's a sense that people were looking for an independent. And Karen Phelps will probably be a good independent. She certainly has very clear views and various policy possibilities, which I think people wanted. But the other lesson underneath that is that the two major parties are not attracting voters. And that's a pattern that we've got coming in a whole lot of other areas. And the government and the opposition are not really looking at finding other ways of attracting voters. They're not seeing it as a bad sign. They're just saying, oh, it was because of Malcolm Turnbull. They're finding all sorts of excuses as to why they lost votes last week. And they're not looking at it as part of a much wider set of results for politicians. If you take a look at some of the surveys around, it shows that something like 40 or 50% of people no longer trust the government. Yet there are few signs that the LNP or the AOP has learnt much from it. The government has backed away from a few of its slightly more civilised ideas, and the AOP is still churning out odd spending, but not dealing with the fact that there's a distrust level of them as well as the government. They're not really listening to the voters' message. They're both distrusted because they're failing to address the anger that people have had for a long term. There was a survey out this week saying only 20% of people trusted banks. Now, banks aren't the same as government, but they're seen as the institutions we need to trust. And trust in all levels of government is falling. A recent survey showed that the level of trust and confidence at its lowest level since 2008, only 46% of respondents have trust and confidence in the government, which is down from 81% in 2008, and that's a very big drop. There's also signs in polls, particularly young people in polls, including here, that and 30% across Western democracy rate democracy so poorly they don't even see it as essential. Billionaire businessman Frank Lowy observed recently that democracy needs to be nurtured and treated with care. He and I are both refugees from Hitler, so I think we're both very wary of what happens when people attack democracy. When voters increasingly look for stronger leaders, then we've got real problems arising who advance black and white propositions. Then we're in trouble. And you have a look at what's just happened in Brazil, where after decades of democracy, they've gone back to voting in a strong man who says, I will bring back in a military government. I don't want outsiders. I don't want communism, starting all of these scare tactics, and he's romped back in. And that's very scary. You've got strong men in many countries in Europe. You've got Duterte in the Philippines. I think we've got to really sit down and think through what's happening. I mean, we had a story on the ABC of some hard-right young people that joined the Young Nationals Party that fortunately were exposed and are now being expelled. But these things are happening, and it doesn't take much to tip a country which is insecure about its institutions into looking for somebody strong who's going to give them very simple ideas about what they're doing, like Donald Trump is doing, and getting some of the sort of violent reactions that you're seeing in the USA as well. So I think I just want to sound the distrust bell and say we really need to start looking for solutions, start looking for how we do create a more civil society. Otherwise, we do run a serious danger that democracy itself is going to bend if the two major parties keep crapping on about the things that they think are important and don't realise what they really have to do is come back to the people and show them that they are trustworthy, that they will put a social contract back in place, that they will look at social policies that make this a decent place we can be proud to live in, and they won't keep down this idea of offering bribes to voters in the hopes that they'll vote for them. We need to be citizens, not customers.